Today in the pod, we have Melissa and my name is Bren. And the subject today is stereotypes of the English. Melissa,
what
would you say are the stereotypes of the English, the classic stereotypes?
Well, I think a lot of people would say that we drink tea, eat fish and chips, love the Queen.
Wear bowler hats.
Read the Financial Times.
Always carry an umbrella.
Of course. Mm. Yeah. So, but then I think there's also two stereotypes. There's that one, like the English gentleman. Yeah. But then there's also the football hooligan type as well that you see.
So out of those stereotypes, tea and scones. No?
Oh, scones, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so out of those stereotypes that you mentioned, how many of those do you adhere to?
Well, I do always carry an umbrella.
Do you?
Yes, don't you?
No, never. Never, ever.
Oh, no, you have to.
No, I just get wet, honestly.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I always have an umbrella because... Well, because you need
one. Do you have like a mini?
I have a little mini one, that I have in my bag. But, I'm one of those weird people who doesn't drink tea or coffee.
Me neither. Wow.
Oh,
what a coincidence.
Yeah.
No, never, ever, ever.
Yeah. So people always say, you're English and you don't drink tea.
Yeah, I know. They always say that to me. I'm going,
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, all right.
But I do love scones. Mm. In fact, I baked my own scones.
So at the moment, you are 50%. You got the umbrella. You're not drinking tea.
No tea.
Fish and chips.
Chips, but I don't like fish.
Yeah, if I ever have chips, I don't know. If when I'm in London, I probably have chips once every 2 weeks.
Pie
no,
and chips.
I might have a battered sausage with it.
Oh,
I'm a bit of a sausage fan. No euphemism intended.
Of course not.
Okay, so we do like a bit of chips.
Yeah, we do like chips,
but not these useless French fries.
Not fries.
Thin, crappy McDonald's rubbish.
No, they've got to be thick.
Thick
chips,
hopefully a bit crispy on the outside and squishy in the middle.
Yes, oh, definitely. They've got to be soft and fluffy on the inside.
Are you salt and vinegar or just salt?
No, salt and vinegar.
Yeah,
but no sauce, no ketchup.
No,
just ruins it.
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
It's very bad.
Gotta be joking.
Yeah,
it's not British.
Absolutely not.
All right. What was the other one that we
bowler
said?
Bowler hat? No, I don't wear a bowler hat.
Actually.
Do you?
I did buy a bowler hat.
Yeah.
When I was in Berlin, actually.
Oh, okay.
and I was wearing it, and really,
order to perpetuate the stereotype,
pandering up to the stereotypes, and everyone was going, "God, you're so English and so British." I was going, "Yeah, everyone wears these."
So all the people in Berlin think it's true that we all wear bowler hats.
But I wasn't wearing, with the 3-piece suit and stuff. I was wearing it with my,
Okay, funky.
Funky vibe.
Yeah, nice. With a carnation, maybe, in your lapel?
No.
No?
I didn't have a lapel. I had a Muji jacket on.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Anyway, we're hitting quite a lot of the stereotypes.
Yeah, we're not bad, actually. We're not doing too badly. I'm not a football hooligan, though.
No.
That has to be said.
No, I've never had a fight in my life. Never thrown a punch.
No, you look like you've taken a few. I'm sorry, was cruel.
Absolutely, no, it's true. All right, and what other ones did we say?
Loving the Queen. Do you love the Queen? What do you feel about the Queen?
Didn't used to, but I'm coming round to it, I've got to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because, she's just been there so long that, wearing you down eventually, I think.
Yeah, I don't think she does any harm.
We did have an earlier podcast, I don't know if you've heard it, about the royal family.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And, people can go and listen to that one, I think. But what's your thing with the Queen?
Me, the Queen. I think she does a very good job. And it's a job, and it's her life as well, but it's... her duty to do all the charity work that she does. And people say, she costs a lot of money and it's not fair, taxpayers. But I think they bring a lot of money to the country too, so.
That's exactly what we were saying in the other podcast.
Yeah, it's true though.
And anything else, a final Brit?
British stereotype. I suppose people would also say that we're reserved.
Oh, yeah, reserved and polite.
People can
say
we're reserved
polite.
And polite. I'd like to say I'm polite, but I don't know if I'm very reserved, really.
I wouldn't have you marked down as reserved, but I think okay. Generally, most people I know are polite.
Yeah. Holding doors open for people, yeah, please and thank yeah. you, just little things.
Standing up for a pregnant lady on the track on the tube or something.
Yeah, exactly.
There was one other one that I just thought of.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Bad at languages.
Oh, yes. I think I conform to that one as well.
Do you?
Well, I try. I am learning, or trying to learn, but it's,
I'm a bit of a have a go and not really worry about making mistakes, so I'm okay with foreign languages. Okay. I just go for it and I don't really care about whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah, see, I try to make it right.
No, that's not me. No, my thing is get the ball over the net.
Okay, just communication.
If it hits the net and goes over, it doesn't matter. As long as something goes over.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to look at it, I think.
I would think I'm probably in the... If we split the Brits for the ones that refuse to learn languages and the ones that have a go, what would you put that down?
Oh, I'd...
60-40? 70-30?
Yeah, maybe more 70-30.
30 being the ones that have
that
a
try.
Go.
Try, yeah.
Okay, and you're in the 70%?
No, I do try.
Okay, you're just rubbish.
Yeah.
All right, so we basically are absolutely stereotypically British.
We really are, it seems.